Hello, Internet. I can't get too exuberant because of all the blood on the streets of Nice, so sorry.
So there actually is blood. Finally, there's blood in the streets. Is it too soon?
Blood in the streets caused by a truck.
Yeah.
A truck.
But hey,
possibly firearms, but at this point in time, I mean, it just happened, you know, in the actual time of this recording. So 100% of what we're hearing on the news is complete bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was actually just telling Alan while we were waiting for Jay to connect, because Jay's Mr. Slowpoke, he was that when the morning after the Dallas attack, my wife had woken up like early and was just looking over the news, and she just mentioned it to me when I rolled over. And I went, oh my God, what? And I went and read the news report, and it was three snipers, acting in a pincer attack, and one of the snipers was cornered and blew himself up with a suicide vest, because that's what happened. True story.
And he used an AK-15.
Yes.
Or an AR-47. They're not sure which.
All I know is that it used a 30 magazine clip holding armor-piercing bullets.
In a ghost gun.
Yes.
Heat-seeking. Apparently the Guardian's already worried about Muslims being attacked in England for this.
Oh.
Have we ever had any, like, Muslim backlash? Like,
no, because like, this is so something that,
like,
to.
I get told every day about, and you would think it'd be national news if, like, you know,
if it happened,
Habib the cab driver got the shit kicked out of him by some fucking toothless booger eater. But no,
never happens.
Well, isn't like making racist statements? You can get arrested for it in Great Britain.
Yes, you can.
And you can get arrested for denying global climate change in D.C.
Well, that's nice.
And yet. Yeah. There are all those private airplanes and big limousines and yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
You know what? You remember, y'all don't remember, but I do.
All y'all?
Back when they were deciding where to put the capital of the country.
You remember this?
Alan was around back then.
They picked D.C. because it was one of the most worthless pieces of land there possibly was, and they figured nobody'd want to be there anyway.
You know what?
Built on a swamp.
Yes.
You're a vampire, aren't you?
So, I'm thinking if they want to do something for the environment, they should outlaw air conditioning in Washington D.C.
Ooh. That'll also say the no taxation without representation.
Yeah.
Because all those people will just suddenly pack up to Maryland or Virginia.
Yep, it'd be great.
Which is, I mean, my thought exactly is why do we have residential neighborhoods in D.C.?
Shouldn't have any.
It should simply be all federal land and all federal buildings.
Yeah, I agree.
And so you go in there and you look at the parks, you see the monuments, you go to the Smithsonian,
and then you go home.
You do all that stuff, and then you go home, or you go in there and you go to your job. You know, you go to
Capitol. And maybe we have like a dorm, a giant dorm for like the senators and congressmen. They can live in, and it, like when they have when they're in session.
Japanese sleeping tubes,
and they could have like roommates. You could pair them up.
They already do, and half of them are in like are in Virginia and Maryland.
No, I meant like in D.C., like right next to the Capitol.
They could build
a big dorm. They can live
the original
there.
Odd Couple.
Yeah, it'd be great.
that I would pay for a pilot.
That'd be awesome. Like,
that definitely needs to be a that 70s show style thing with Strom Thurmond and Gary Studs. 70s period piece with Strom Thurmond and Gary Studs living together. the ultra stodgy Christian conservative with the openly gay. And did Gary Studs have any sort of like sexual scandals besides just the fact that he liked dudes?
No, he didn't have Barney Frank that had the male brothel operating out of his condo, and you know, just like John Tierney and his wife laundering her brother's offshore gambling assets through their house, he knew nothing about it.
It was through her mother's estate, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah,
and but he had no idea what's happening.
No idea. Shocked, I tell you.
I'm shocked to find gambling in this establishment.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll be hearing for Common Sense Truck Control pretty soon, yes. Because number one, we do not
American Automobile Association has something to answer for. Wonder if Code Pink is going to pick at them.
Yeah, no. AAA has no problems being anti-gun, but they might have a bone to pick with that because, oddly enough, you know, people are only against the rights that they don't have any use for.
Well, y'all know the latest Democrat to fall under the indictment.
The lady from Florida?
Yeah, Corinne Brown.
Yeah. And it was the fault that they were investigating her that they didn't pick up on the Pulse nightclub shooter.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. That was her claim. She was funneling money to a bogus charity that was actually her bank account.
Known as the Clinton Foundation.
And, she's just not as good as the Clintons at hiding things and threatening people, apparently. But, yeah, her big claim was that they shouldn't have been worried about her. They should have been investigating the Orlando.
As they say, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Oh, man. She's right up there with what's his name that thought the Guam was going to tip over. She's just about as smart.
Hank Johnson,
right? Man, what is it with Democrats electing morons to represent them? Whoa, hey.
Well, I mean, also we've got the whole all the Obama singing all this praise on the Black Lives Matter and. That, except for, just before shots were fired at police officers, there was the chanting of, what do we want? Dead cops, what do we want? When do we want it now?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And they are just shocked, I tell you, that someone was committing acts of murder in their name.
Yeah.
No, it's because of guns.
And again, meanwhile, black racism is perfectly acceptable. I mean,
right.
Barack Obama was part of Trinity United Church for elective optics, or if he was sitting there nodding in the front row when Jeremiah Wright was going on about how much he hates the white people and all this racist bullshit and all that. Either way, we elected somebody who is an active member in a black supremacist church, and that's perfectly okay.
And again, if you had a white dude with ties to the KKK who said, I wanted to shoot black people, would they have had any trouble at all calling that exactly what it is, which is a hate crime and racism?
Unless it was Robert Byrd.
Yes, unless it was Robert Byrd.
Yeah, but the same idea. I mean, that's the whole, like, Tim McVeigh keeps getting dredged up in all these, like, terrorist debates because... You know, they can't sit down with the domestic Democrats or the foreign nationals that are getting through under our lax immigration laws, sort of idea. Instead, no, it's got to be the one white dude that was waving some of the other team's flags. So yeah, no, that person would be absolutely like known to everybody. So yeah, Jay.
How about those Pokemons?
Yeah, Pokemons.
Oh my gosh! Say it again, weird.
The Pokemons. Brita, is your library a hotspot of whatevers?
It is.
Is it a gym, Brita?
I don't know the terminology, but the library I work at is a place for Pokemon.
We were at our library today and I overheard the librarian talking about whatever the story is behind behind our library is definitely a Pokemon's place. And like, oh my God, they're just, they're everywhere. I mean, just, you're trying to walk down the sidewalk and there's just goons staring at their phone. Yeah. Just like taking like two steps in like random directions, like every 30 seconds.
Yeah. So downtown Willoughby apparently is loaded with them because we just have like herds of millennials walking around, staring at their phones, stumbling, you know, off the sidewalk. And, you know, because
that's definitely the thing that bugs me, is I'm totally fine with, I mean, we've been used to it for years, of the person that like stops and drops anchor in the middle of the sidewalk so they can send a text. And there's the more considerate people will step to the side of the sidewalk and maybe, you know, lean up against a building or step off onto the grass just so they're not in everybody's way. But even the person that just drops anchor in the middle is just like, let me drop everything I'm doing right now so I can respond to this text message right now. At least those people, you can walk around. The Pokemon people are just kind of meandering
aimlessly, staring. They're like, and they're not even watching where they're going. You know,
well, they are watching where they're going, just not in this world. Because I think it's one of those, like, you need to be within like so many feet of a pocket monster before you can engage and attempt to catch them all, as they say.
I wonder because I was at the beach this past Sunday and I saw people walking around the beach and I was like, and I mentioned to Alana, what the hell are all these people doing walking around staring at their phones at the beach?
And catching aquatic Pokemon.
I had never even heard of Pokemon the game at that time, but there were people walking around on the beach, da 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 da, staring at their phones. I'm like, what are they doing?
You know what?
Don't you know this is the beach? There are tits here.
It's getting them out of the house.
It is getting them out of the house.
That's my whole thing.
Do your kids play, Jay?
My daughter does. My son couldn't care less.
Your son couldn't care less?
No.
When I first met your son, he was the biggest Pokemon fiend on the planet.
He was like five.
That's true, but I don't know. I would think, I mean, that's certainly the thing, is I've been seeing all the media buzz for it. And I think it's really cool. Actually, I was actually super disappointed when I walked by one of my neighbor's house and saw that they weren't milling around in their yard because evidently they had decided to pick it up and they were going to go around town with their kids. And
surprised because usually when people are wandering around looking at things that aren't there, LSD is involved. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, it's very similar because you're definitely looking at shit that ain't there, and the shit's very fucked up. You're looking at a crazy.
What is it? What are they referring to? It's augmented reality.
Yes.
Is that the term?
Yes.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's using I assume it's using something like Google Maps, because it knows where like bodies of water are.
Combined with your camera and
all of your Google passwords
and major landmarks, because that appears to be like they've put stuff on major landmarks. So if you go to any place,
including the Holocaust Museum,
really?
Yeah. And Arlington National Cemetery.
Yep. The city of Willoughby has already put a Facebook post out saying there will be no Pokemon Go playing in the city cemeteries.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, no. If they catch you doing it, I guess I don't know what happens, but you know,
it's one of those things. Like, I really don't know who to be more upset with. It's the people that made the game that weren't like, you know what, we need to have some areas that just no, or the people that are like, there's a Pokemon in the Holocaust Museum, let's go catch it.
Well, I mean. Also, to be fair, I mean, I gotta assume that most of the game designers were Japanese, and there's some huge cultural rifts between, huh?
They firmly deny the Holocaust ever happened, especially the Chinese Holocaust.
Well, there's always the occupation of Manchuria.
Yeah, you know, rape of Nanking, little things like that. But,
too soon?
Dropping the atomic bomb is the worst thing ever. Okay, too soon, apparently.
Yeah. But yeah.
71 years?
Too soon.
Yep. But meandering Pokemon people. And is there the inappropriate stuff? Because I've certainly seen, like, I'm very fascinated by it. It's one of those, like, I am, like, I've been, like, so tempted to, man, I'm going to download this game and just give it a try.
It is the most popular mobile game ever.
Yeah.
In like less than a week.
That's no surprise.
It already has more people playing it than played that candy thing, whatever it was.
You mean Candy Crush? Because it's a saga. I don't know how it's a saga.
I'm a shock.
It's a saga because it sucks you into, it cons you into buying more crap, apparently.
Yeah, back in my day, saga meant story. And for some strange reason, playing Bejeweled, a new version of Bejeweled, doesn't really seem that much of a story-driven gameplay.
Hey, they hit their target demographic like a 2x4, man.
Oh, fuck, whack. They did. Yeah, they walked away with wheelbarrows full of cash, but
yes, they did.
Not as much as the Pokemans.
And now everyone's going, damn it.
I think it's cute that both Alan and Weird say Pokemon.
I've got to.
It is. It's Pokemon.
So cute.
What's wrong with it?
I also referred to them as Pocket Monsters.
Well, Pocket Monster is something else entirely.
Oh.
No, that's a monster in your pants, Alan.
I've actually got a great story. Back in the 90s, I was working with a Japanese doctor, and everyone kept saying to him when they found out he was from Japan, since it was the late 90s, "Oh, Pokemon. And he just goes, "No, I don't understand. I don't know what Pokemon is." And I went, "You don't know what Pokemon is?" And then one evening I'm just sitting at my desk, just probably just browsing the internet. The phone rings.
Alan, just for you.
What?
I just put in group chat.
Yeah.
Oh, you can put this on. You can put this on the blog.
Now I gotta look at it.
But he said, in Japan, Pokemon called Pocket Monster. Why do they not call it Pocket Monster here? And I said, Kenji, probably because it sounds like you're talking about penis.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily if he figured it out from me, but.
What is this?
I'm not clicking on it. I'm not clicking on it. But I'm upset it's also scrolling out this porn that's like 3 weeks old in the chat. Dead air.
Drink.
So do they? I didn't see any Pokemans in the library. Do they come in or are they just outside? Because they were just milling around outside.
I don't know. I was talking to a kid today, and he was printing out pictures of Pokemon. And I said to him, I said, you know, the library is like a Pokemon place. Like, there's Pokemon in here. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, I heard that. He says, I don't have a phone. I broke my phone. And I'm thinking, like, this kid is like 10. I'm like, Jesus Christ, a 10-year-old has a phone. But okay, besides that, he's like, I don't have a phone yet, but I'm getting one next week. Okay. Wow. He says, so maybe, he said, but my friend over there, he has Pokemon Go. And I was like, well, if your friend is, you know, I'd love to know what the Pokemon are and where, you know, if they're, which ones are in here, because we don't know.
I think the actual ones, I think, are randomly generated. I think the game has all terrain kind of scripted as, you know, water, grass, forest, whatever, you know, sort of idea. And then they just kind of randomly show up at random places within that.
Okay.
But there are landmarks that are like shops, and so you can walk up to.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Like there's a local ice cream parlor that is a Pokemon site, and apparently everybody's going there, and the ice cream parlor is delighted because everybody's buying ice cream. Yeah. But
yeah, I know one of my coworkers lives by a Red Line tea stop in Somerville, and she says she had like took a picture of just all the goons just standing around in this park, just outside the tea stop, just kind of milling around, all staring at their phone.
Yeah,
well, people have been robbed too. There was a couple of
hoodlums that staked out the local shop or training center or whatever the hell it needed to be. And when people showed up and they saw them bury their nose into their phone, they pulled out a gun and said, you know what? We'll take your phone and your money.
And everything else you have. Yeah. They have a phone.
And they cleaned out like three or four different people before the cops caught them.
So yeah, don't walk around with your nose in your phone, people. Pay attention.
And two people have fallen off a cliff, I read, and somebody drove into a wall or something, and all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah, there's already been people, a couple of car accidents attributed to this, because people apparently
don't Pokemon and drive. Driving along and
go, oh.
Yeah, that definitely I've been, like I said, I'm fascinated until I realize, yeah, this is really, really cool what they've done with this game. The only problem is that the game that's actually in there, the part that you actually play, looks boring as fuck.
You know, it's actually a reskin of something else.
Oh.
What is it? Ingress.
Yeah, Ingress. There is actually a different, entirely different game that was based on, it was sort of a, it was actually a good thing Google came up with. And it was a different kind of, it was a similar kind of thing. It had, augmented reality and check-ins and all this kind of stuff. And then Google like spun it off or something. And then this other place cut a deal with Nintendo to do, and basically they reskin the game with the Pokemon characters. So
I thought it was cool that our library had a geocache in the children's department, but now we have Pokemon. But I still haven't seen anybody. There's been more people looking for the geocache in our library than the Pokemon. So
give it time. Somebody will show up.
We'll see. I don't know.
I'm waiting for the backlash.
What do you mean?
Well, there's going to be, anything that gets popular, right? There's suddenly a mom's group that's against it.
So, oh, like, it's just going to be hipsters now.
They'll say it's like satanic or rotten your brain or, something.
It'll be hipsters. Instead of collecting Pokemon, they're going to collect Pogs, to be ironic.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know what it's actually going to be? It's going to, some kid's going to get like a bad sunburn and they're going to say that that's causing them to get melanoma.
Or somebody will get run over because they're like, out in the
some
street.
Some mossy basement dweller that's just, that has parents that never tell them, shut that fucking thing off and go outside and kick a ball around. It instead just sits there by the glow of a cathode ray tube growing like a fungus. And then suddenly he has to suddenly go outside because the Pokemon training center is no longer in his basement. And then he just gets a horrible sunburn from an 18-hour trek across town.
Yeah. And then he gets run over because he walks out in the highway after something.
I wonder if there's shit on the median strip.
That'd be evil. There's
something
and cruel.
In infield at like Daytona 500.
Well, there's already been people arrested for jumping over the fence at some zoo somewhere to get after
critters. They're going after Harambe the gorilla.
Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping a lion would eat one of them, but apparently they weren't. It wasn't that kind of fence.
Man,
damn it! So speaking of libraries, Brita. Ooh.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You have Glocks at your library.
I have not seen them, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't put it past the director to have those for circulation.
Well, they are easier to get than books. So
that's because Brita doesn't know about them because the Glocks are actually in the parking lot.
Oh, they don't even have to go into the library.
That's right. Because actually, going into the library, if there was like Glocks right beside the books, it would be as easy.
Right,
but it's easier.
So easier. You don't even have to go in the building.
That's right.
Yeah, they're just strewn around the grounds.
Yep.
Yeah. President Obama. This is not the first time he's come out and said this.
No, it's not. He said it at the CNN town hall back in January. And what the fuck is up with people? Why are people just like not getting into like just this pure just political bullshit?
You know what I was thinking about this week,
why has nobody called him on this?
Well,
nobody.
Here's the thing. I thought about it, and I thought, you know what the problem is right now with politics and with the culture in general is hyperbole. People make all these hyperbolic statements, right?
Yes.
And, oh, guns are easier to get than books. that is patently untrue. It is completely not true. Go to a library, any librarian. If there's like a black teenager came in, okay, I'm using a black teenager as an example, because that's what Obama's talking about. He's talking about inner city kids. This is what his whole rhetoric is aimed towards, is right. The inner city and black kids and keeping guns out of black people's hands and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so
as Democrats have done for 100 years,
as they have done, which every gun law is aimed at minorities and the inner city. And that's what he's talking about. Because, you know, well, yeah.
But, yeah, we sent black people.
Sullivan Act.
You have all these people like concentrated in inner cities, right? And so they're easier to control because you've got them all there already, right? But anyway, that's beside the point. So he's saying that it's easier for a black teenager to go out and get a gun than it is for them to get a book. And it so angered me because it's so not true. I wish somebody would call a librarian in inner city Chicago. That's right, Tig.
Shot.
And I don't know what his problem is.
Gotta He's take a shot.
And ask this librarian how they feel about that statement. Because public librarians, especially in the inner city, they bust their ass. And they break their own hearts every time. What is wrong with you?
Another shot.
Why are you yelling at me?
For those of you playing the drinking game.
They struggle all the time to get kids to read. Especially black kids in the inner city. Because it's life-changing. And honest to God, it's like you have a kid come up to your desk and they want a book. And you look at them and you're like, really? You want a book? You want to read a book? And it's like, I will do anything to get you this book. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, they'll go out of their way.
We absolutely go out of their way. Like the other day, this kid came in and he wanted a copy of Beowulf. Someone had misfiled our copies of Beowulf. And I couldn't find them. And I spent like 20 minutes in the stacks, like reading the shelves, trying to find the damn Beowulfs. Because the kid was like, well, I really need it for school and it's on my reading list and I thought it sounded cool. And I, you know, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, he needs his Beowulf. And I knew there was like three copies somewhere, you know.
Same translation or different translations?
They were all three of the same translation. And they were like kind of like the, yeah, they're like the old English and the new English kind of, you know, you could compare on the page.
Oh, those are cool. I like those.
Yeah, those are good. But, and he specifically was like, I need the one with the old English. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, so excited. I was like, I have to find him the book, you know? And, but think of that in the inner city where librarians are fighting against this kind of cultural
anti-intellectualism,
you know, and if a kid wants a book, seriously, go to the library. It's free. The librarians will let you keep the book. Probably they don't care. Get a book, you know? So it's what President Obama said was absolutely 100% untrue. And it just angered me. I'm like, he's the leader of the free world standing up there telling lies.
Well, and the short answer, you said, why doesn't anyone call him on it? Like, dozens of people have called him on it, but the big difference is that we live in, like, a politically insular thing. It's not like Obama talks to anybody who's not, you know,
right.
who's not going to be a naysayer.
Right.
You know, it's but I mean, like,
you know, there's no major news outlet saying, you know, President Obama, we have these things called libraries. How can you say that?
Yeah,
right.
They're not, like I said, there's no. This is the he doesn't talk to anyone that's not a that's a political naysayer for him.
He's probably never been in a public library.
This is the one pro I can see for President Trump, because mm-hmm. the press will antagonize him, and we need the press to be antagonistic. We can't afford a press that just, oh, guns yes. needs to get them books. Okay,
right.
Obama's farts smell vaguely of cinnamon.
had ice cream.
But it's like this hyperbole thing where people will get up and they make these statements and they're completely untrue and they're completely off the cuff. And it's like, okay. People just gloss over it because a lot of the time people gloss over it because, politicians, that's how they are.
The NRA just wants to sell guns to everybody.
Right.
Well, when are they going to start fucking selling guns?
Yeah, I know. Are they working on getting their FFL there, Jay?
What?
The NRA, are they working on getting their FFL?
Well, they're going to have an FFL for the magazines.
No, we're going to give them away in vending machines. Yeah. You know, cigarette vending machines? You got to have use for those, right?
Actually, does the NRA have just one FFL, or does each magazine have their own one for the T&E guns?
I don't know how it's handled. I think it actually comes in through the museum. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, the museum would probably have to have something.
I mean, they all would. I mean, it's just one of those when you look at FFLs. I mean, remember, Dennis of Dragon Leatherworks, he now owns a gun shop, but
right.
But he had an FFL for long before
He had a gunsmithing one.
Didn't he? It was, I'm trying to remember what specifically it was, but he had it so that essentially he could talk to gun makers and they would say, you know what, we'll just send you a gun. And
right. Yeah. It was for making the holster for him.
Yeah. I want to say it's a class two, but I'm not sure. He can't sell, but he can receive.
Class two's pawn shop. So that's not it. So
Dennis is running a pawn shop.
Dennis is running a pawn shop.
I don't think he is.
Or he might've been able to be able to sell, but. And just didn't. I
don't know. Yeah.
Either way.
Well, the biggest, if you're, if you want to be a mom and pop gun, if you have some other business like he does, and you want to occasionally sell the occasional gun that comes across, or just be, a transfer facilitator, right? Mm-hmm. The biggest impediment to having an FFL now is needing a retail spot. You need a place that can be zoned retail to do that. And mm-hmm. if you've already got a storefront somewhere, it's not that big a deal to get an FFL for it too.
Exactly.
Before we go on, I'd like to mention that today is MDev's birthday.
Yes, yeah. It is.
He is 30 years old.
MDev. If it was the Logan's Run universe, he'd be dead by now.
Also true.
And he's no longer trustworthy.
Oh.
Is that a 60s thing?
Yeah, can't trust anyone over 30.
I don't trust me.
Or maybe he's just got like 1 year of trustworthy because it's over 30. Can't trust anyone over 30. So that's what all the hippies used to say. What were they? Oh yeah, baby boomers.
You mean America's dumbest generation?
Boomer, are you, Alan?
Huh? No, I'm a baby lagger. I was born in 63. There's a lot of argument There's a lot of argument about when the baby boom ended. Some people say 65, some people say 61, it just depends. But I was at the tail end of it, and let me tell you, if more than anybody else on the planet, I detest the boomers because they have fucked up my life. I mean, everything bad that happened, I got the brunt of it. So the drinking age was 18, right? And so I'm looking for it for years. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be 18. I'll be in high school. I'll be able to buy beer, which of course I didn't know that I didn't really care for beer at the time, but it sounded really cool when you're like 15.
Well, you might be Generation X, actually, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It says early to mid 60s.
Yeah. So then. The baby boomers and all the everything and everybody going out and drunk driving and all that kind of stuff. And so the feds decided that you're going to do, we're going to raise the drinking age to 21. And in Texas specifically, Texas started early. They raised the drinking age to 19. And it went into effect September 1st.
No.
I turned 18 September 6th. Which is, I guess it was better than if my birthday had been like 6 days before. I'd had 6 days to drink, and then I'd had to wait a year.
No, didn't they? I remember hearing somebody say, somebody that was gotten a similar situation where the drinking age went from 18 to 21, that there were people that were younger than them that were able to legally go into bars but there are people that were able to go into bars because they were grandfathered in, like, no, when the age changed.
Nobody grandfathered. That's bullshit.
Well, it's all bullshit.
You, there.
It's one of those. You're a fucking grown up, or you're not. Yeah. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
So the
numbers game.
That big mass of boomer crap has really screwed everything. They've screwed up everything, you know. And for instance, they're in the process of destroying Social Security right now, which, you know, well,
it's a Ponzi scheme. Oh, so no, they're not. They're just. Well, they're just bringing it to its inevitable end. Yeah, that's the whole reason why pyramid schemes are illegal, because at some point in time they're going to collapse and a whole bunch of motherfuckers are going to be left holding the bag.
Well,
if that hadn't happened, then it would just be one of those like, it's just a dumb idea.
Right. If the birth rate had continued climbing after the baby boom, they could have eked it along a little more, but they are definitely going to destroy it for everyone that comes after them.
But and let's be honest, we've all seen the Moms Demand Action protests. They're also the ones that are supporting gun control. Because
yes, they are.
Honestly speaking, all we have to do is hold the line for about another 15, 20 years, and the gun control movement will either be dead or too sick to cause any problems.
Yep.
Because they're certainly not getting the new recruitment that the pro-gun side is.
No, they're not.
Moms demanding action for their kids in their late 50s.
Yeah. So how old's your kid? He's 65. What?
We're just waiting for the kids to die before we get divorced.
Yeah.
Great-great-grandmother's demanding action didn't have the ring to it.
Yeah, it doesn't work, does it?
No, it's Gilf's demanding action.
Granny's demand action. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Rule what?
Yeah,
rule 34.
Rule 34?
That's right.
I almost said rule 42, but no.
I think I saw that movie once.
I think it was not a whole movie.
Yeah, it was about 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, speaking of perfect, did everybody get their shirt?
Yes.
Oh my
god! I look
god.
Awesome in mine.
What did you do differently with the fabric? The
I
fabric
didn't do a damn thing.
Jesus Christ!
You chose a different color. Maybe that was.
Well, it's a 50. I looked at the thing. It's like 50% cotton, 50% polyester. Which, frankly, if I had known it was going to be that, I would have gone with 100% cotton because I detest polyester. But
it's so nice soft. Though.
It is a nice shirt. It runs a little small because I got an extra large and it fits me like a large. So.
Yeah, the women's sizes definitely run a little small. Yeah.
Thank God, might I add?
Yes.
I'm glad I got a medium, because if I had gotten a small, there was...
And it fits perfectly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You could actually make out Brita's freckles through it.
It turned out real nice. I think the transfer, the colors worked out really well. It looks... Yeah. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. So anyway, if everybody that bought one, I hope you enjoy it. And
thanks for participating.
Yeah. If you want to take a picture of yourself wearing it, and you don't have to include, you can do it like from the neck down if you want, to preserve your anonymity or something, and post it in our, either on our Squirrel or on our Facebook page or in the Squirrel Report group, either one. If you do the Facebook and you have not joined our group, go ahead and ask to join the group. It's the Squirped group.
S-Q-R-P-T. Yeah.
And it's a little, the groups work a little different than the page. It's a little more interactive, and you know, you can post crap and
yeah. It's actually pretty fun. I like it.
It is actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. The group actually works better for interaction, I think, than the page does. Because the page is part of the problem with the page is Facebook sees it as a revenue opportunity. So whatever posts we put on the page, because we don't pay money to Facebook for anything, only about 5 people see it unless they actually go to the page and look.
Mm-hmm.
But the group, if you're in the group, you see everything that's posted in the group automatically. So it actually works a little better.
Hooray for the book face.
Yep.
And also, just so you know, our the Squirped Facebook group is also a Pokemon Training Center.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. Somebody needs to get in there. I mean, MDev's 30, so he's catching Pokemans right now. I bet you there is somebody with earbuds in their iPhone listening to us while they're catching them all.
Yeah, I hope so.
But not right now, because we're recording and nobody's
listening. Just so you know, my hat off to you. Like, let your dork flag fly. Like, if your fly is not open when you're hearing me say this, unzip it. Go right ahead.
Oh, and also, because last week the audio recordings went so well, I really would like to put a call out for listeners to send us audio clips.
Yeah.
That we can play on the air.
Yeah, that was great.
Because that was really fun, and I think that would be good.
Stand on a soapbox, ask us a question.
Anything.
Give a statement. Tell us we're full of crap. Tell Jay that he's not white.
Anything. We like hearing new voices. So either you can email it to me or Alan or, you know, whomever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, we'd love to hear from them. Also, we're going to, what day are you not going to be here, Brita? August 25th?
August 25th, yeah.
Yes, if you have Skype, and you want to be a guest.
Guest host.
I don't know about guest host, but at least a guest.
Well,
A fellow yammerer on the Skypes while we,
the Skype face.
While we talk, let me know, Abrita, as long as your name's not Sean Sorrentino.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Shots fired. Burn.
Well, he has certainly had quite a bit of time here.
Let's let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
What's the what day is it?
August 25th.
I think it's August 25th.
Okay, I'll actually be here the week. It'll be the week before. I won't.
Yeah, I have to work late that night. Actually, my coworker's having a baby today. I keep on checking the Facebook page. And I'm getting a lot more hours at the library for the next 6 months when she's off. So, that's why I'm not going to be here on the 25th of August. Should we make them do like audition?
Nah.
No? We're just going to wing it?
Audition.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting a casting couch, Brita? Really?
No, you know.
I thought we were beyond such things in this day and age.
Apparently standards.
we have standards? What?
I do.
My standards are just very low.
you have to have a working microphone. You have to have Skype. If you have a noisy, shitty connection, I'm going to hang up on you and not let you be on. So that's the requirement. Do a Skype test call if you don't know if you sound good or not. Do a Skype test call and it'll record you and play it back and you can hear what you sound like.
Yep.
Alan's side drink.
I think that, oh, yeah. Dead air drink.
Dead air drink.
Oh, man.
Supposedly Trump is found a running mate.
Mike Pence, I know. I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, does anyone know anything about him, or is he as boring as I suspect he is?
I suspect that Trump picked him because he's good looking.
But why didn't he pick me then?
Is Indiana a swing state?
You're not eligible to be president. That's why.
Maybe.
I thought Ohio was the big must-win state for
Ohio, Florida. Ohio is one of the swings,
yeah.
Florida is a big swing state, mostly because there's a lot of Ohioans.
But Ohio is the state that the Republicans have to win because they've never won the presidency when they didn't win Ohio.
Right.
So I was thinking, man, Kasich would be
no.
I mean, come on, you gotta think like a politician.
Oh God, so Kasich.
If you want to win a state, you got to pick a guy from that state. And I'm like, if he'd have picked those Kasich, would he have won Ohio? Do you know? I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. I had a woman in today. She was talking about voting, and she's clearly like a, you know, conservative kind of person. And she was saying, I don't know who to vote for. And I can't vote for anybody who's for abortion because I'm totally against that. And, you know, she was going on and on, and she's like, you know, who would have been great? John Kasich.
Oh my God.
And I looked at her like, okay.
did she not vote in the primary?
I don't know.
Because she had a chance.
Kasich won Ohio, I think.
Yeah, he did.
In the primary.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. That's what I was thinking. Because if the GOP has to win Ohio, then picking Kasich to be your VP would make complete sense.
Yeah.
Because Trump.
Except you need the rest of the country, too.
No.
You know, you can't just have Ohio and win.
Yeah, but Indiana? I mean,
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Hillary got the coveted Bernie Sanders endorsement.
Oh, man. Because
Bernie wasted no time in exposing his soft underbelly, didn't he?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Because, you know, a few weeks ago, she was the most evil, rotten, disgusting, worthless, unsuitable person ever to be president. And this week, it's like, oh, man, she's the best ever.
Yeah, I know.
She was the corporate underculture, blah, blah, blah. Wealthiest 1%, blah, blah, blah.
Now she has my full endorsement.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of college-age people are now getting a very hard lesson in politics. Meaning that all politicians are politicians.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even if you think he's your big, big socialist hero, he's
big
still
BFF.
A politician.
That's right.
And his number one is himself. Not you.
Nope.
I saw the cutest thing. It was, Clinton's going to Bernie after this. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. That's so cute.
Yeah.
You actually think that Hillary Clinton gives a flying rat's ass about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no video of Bernie walking away from the meeting and that he was a little stiff-legged because his asshole hurt. Because Bernie got pegged.
They kept showing him pictures of Vince Foster's body. Oh, too soon?
Nope.
It's true. That's true. I guarantee they've got a whole bunch of.
Well, that was the whole what was it? The FBI is now saying that the Loretta Lynch Clinton tarmac airport meeting was a.
It worked out a deal.
Was a deal like, thing.
What?
That's yeah. I mean, come on.
And no shit.
Duh.
Also, water is wet and trees are made out of wood.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on.
Frogs have watertight assholes. This just in.
And what was funny is I am amused at everybody that's like, oh, I can't believe she didn't get indicted. Really?
Yeah. You haven't been paying attention for the past 30 years.
Right. This is not how the game is played in Washington. Now, if it had been a Republican candidate.
Oh, God, yeah. Republican would have resigned.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah, exactly.
What my favorite though is Colin Powell. It's Condoleezza Rice did it too. It was email, not a server. And B, well, Billy did it too. Didn't work for my kids when they were five. Yeah. You really want to stake a presidential campaign on they did it too?
Yeah, and then you got what's his name, the FBI director Comey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying that, oh yeah, well, without intent, and I can see every prosecutor in the district attorney and prosecutor in the entire country is going. Are you fucking kidding me? How, you can't prosecute someone without intent? Really?
Yeah. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, I didn't intend to cut the shotgun barrel down to 12 inches. Yeah. So, you know, don't prosecute me.
That's right.
Damn.
I didn't mean to drunk drive.
Yeah, exactly.
I was planning on driving sober. I just happened to have a whole lot of beers, and it was never my plan. It was never in my plan.
Yep.
Wasn't going to happen. So sorry, you have to prove that I intended to get drunk.
Yeah, and get drunk and murder that person.
That's right.
You gotta prove I intended to do it. Yeah. Good luck.
Otherwise, ollie oxen free.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Comey. But you know, laws.
And if you can't prove intent, just drop the case.
Exactly.
I do have to love the, but don't you proles get any idea? Yeah, well, fuck you.
Yeah, don't y'all think you can do this and get away? This is just for the betters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobility has a different set of laws. It's
July. It'll be old news by October. And the media can say, oh, we covered it all when it happened.
Oh, you know what? It was never news. I mean, outside of Fox News and a few blog posts, nobody else in the entire country knew anything about the email thing. Because the news sources, CNN never said a word about it. MSNBC never said a word about it. ABC, CBS, they never talked about it. So...
I think my favorite was the Republicans spent $7 million and came up with nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So by your, I'll give you that. However, you got to give us that Reagan and Bush didn't do a damn thing in Iran-Contra. Oh.
You mean the evil Ronnie Reagan?
Yep. Yep. For the younger listeners like Brita and Weird, the Iran-Contra affair was big in the 1980s.
Yes, it was.
They spent $50 million, yep. And neither Reagan nor Bush were indicted.
Years.
So,
years.
What's that?
Years.
Seven years for that investigation through Reagan's time into Bush's.
Yeah.
Wow.
And mind you, that's $50 million in 1980s dollars.
Right. Yeah, we're worth a lot more than 21st century dollars.
Right.
How does that add up to for how much in the 80s I played the game Contra?
none at all.
You weren't even born. What are you talking about? You and MDev.
Damn kids.
And Brita. She was like 3.
Brita was alive in the 80s.
I was
just barely born in the 80s.
I was alive through all of the 80s.
Yeah, but were you aware?
By about 1984, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn kids, get off my lawn.
It's so cute.
I know. At least I'm not a boomer.
Yeah, me too, goddammit.
What are you, Brita? Are you Generation X as well?
Yeah, I'm Gen X. I'm like the Nirvana generation.
It's those Argyle thigh highs. That's what cued me off.
Yeah. Because I wear those all the time.
All the time.
I'd miss the 90s, man. The 90s were awesome.
They were.
The 90s were like...
The 80s were better because we had Max.
No, dude, the 80s were horrible. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
You only say that because you didn't do copious amounts of coke.
The 80s were awful. The music sucked. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Yeah, no, I'll
are you kidding?
I also like 80s music. God, though, to be fair, I do like the 70s and 90s better.
The 90s was so much better than the 80s. Oh,
90s music was horrible. Stop it right now. God. It was all grunge fucking bullshit. It was a race to see who could be the whiniest fucking puke that you could get.
No, man.
That's like, as far as I'm concerned, fuck you. Shut up.
It's the golden age of punk and ska.
Yeah. Yeah, punk and ska really came of age in the 90s.
Okay, I'll grant you that. I'll give you ska.
It was born in the late 70s, grew up in the 80s, and matured in the 90s.
And the best fucking metal came out of the 90s.
Yeah, that's true too.
So you can't talk about fucking whiny grunge shit when
But you're I like grunge too. That was awesome.
It started out fine, and then they realized that, oh, there's a big market to be made if we just whine incessantly.
It was funny, you know, when I was in college in the 80s, I wore jeans and t-shirts and flannel shirts a lot. And finally, like in the 90s, everybody else started wearing jeans and t-shirts and flannel shirts. And I was like, oh man, I was a trendsetter.
Yes, Alan. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now look at me.
You're like the hipster yeah. grunge.
The guy who has glasses and beards and like
yeah,
80s, 80s video game t-shirts yeah. and drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You are a hipster, like, man.
Son of a bitch. You're a fuckers. I claim this shit. But get off my lawn.
Yeah. You're a hipster whether you want it or not.
I am not either.
If you look like one, you are one.
I was like this before it was not cool.
It's never been cool.
Oh well, God. Thankfully, I've never been cool, except on podcasts. That's why
except I'm on the so internet.
Yep, cool on the internet.
Well, we all kind of have that claim to fame.
I'm cool.
Not Jay. He's famous. He's famous on print as well.
That's true.
That is Jay may be the most famous one of all of us.
He's actually on paper.
That's right.
Which, if you think about it, is kind of a dying format. No offense, Jay, but
it's kind of like the hipster format, right?
It is. Oh yeah. My god!
Because it's like, you know, like all the hipsters are playing music on vinyl now. Because
now
know,
we're
vinyl.
All reading.
Oh, wait, Alan, are you going to say that zines are going to start coming
and
back?
The hipster, you know, people that read on like paper and real magazines. You know, there's hipsters doing that because it's authentic,
please,
right?
Please tell me, especially since blogging is dead, that zines are going to come back.
Yes.
Oh, zines.
Crappy.
Oh, no.
Crappy three, four generation Xerox copied pages of really bad slash fit.
Yeah. Riot Girls.
And usually there'd be
That's right.
There'd be like a few like pornographic images in it, but
yes.
Guess what? It's not a problem because it's so grainy. That is that her hairy bush or is she wearing underwear?
Yeah. Don't know.
Okay. I think we covered everything.
It's been an hour.
Yep. All right, guys, go catch them all in your car. Yep. By the way,
yes,
I've got an inn in Nintendo, and just so you know, the median strip of your local highway is absolutely a hotbed for those ultra rare types. You're gonna get like Mewtwo and Turducken and Fuckface.
Turducken.
Yeah, but you gotta run across traffic. You can't.
That's why they're there.
You gotta jump.
They haven't been caught yet. You need to be the brave Pokemon trainer who does it.
Yep.
I feel like we should like have a disclaimer or something.
And just so you know, you need a special incense to lure them. And what you need to do is you need to go to your local head shop and buy it.
I think we should have a general disclaimer.
Yeah. Nothing you hear on this show is true. Nothing is you hear is accurate. Don't try anything at home. Don't try anything we say.
Or what we could better do is if you listen to Weird, you deserve what's coming to you.
There you go. That's pretty general.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Like, Jesus Christ, how long have I been doing this? Like, people should know.
No animals have harmed.
If this is your first time listening and you haven't figured out that I'm crazy, then you know what? The median strip is a hot place to find turducken. Yeah.
No animals were harmed making this show.
Except for a turtle, a duck, and a chicken.
That's not a turd. The turtle, the turd, and the
turtle
not
into a chicken. No.
Maybe in your reality, but in my augmented reality, it is a turtle stuffed inside of a duck.
You leave my turtle alone.
Right. Oh, Myra's fierce.
You do not have a turtle. It's a tortoise.
Myra will shank you.
Yes, she will.
She won't either because she's a tortoise. She's with me. She's like, Mom, quit calling me a turtle.
She's a box turtle.
Maybe she identifies as a turtle. Did you ever think about that? Her name Don't be so cisnormative, speciesist.
Her name is Box Turtle.
Yeah, good. Then chuck her into the fucking pool and see how well she swims.
I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
She whip out a motor. You'd see Mara like, I've seen those cartoons.
Breda.
She's got a hidden pad inside that shell.
You've got books on herpetology at the library, don't you?
Yes.
Just during a dull moment between like rousting hobos, just
Mike cussing in the background, take a shot.
And just flip it open to the part on the turtles, terrapins, and tortoises.
I will concede terrapin.
How are you conceding terrapin?
I will say okay instead of turtle, terrapin.
She's not a terrapin.
She is. She is.
Turtles is the class 4 sea turtles. So if they are marine and entirely marine, they do not have a terrestrial format. They cannot.
Are you gonna make me Google?
Yes. Go ahead.
Terrapin means earth foot. She has an earth foot. Living in fresh or brackish water. God damn it. What is that about, though? Terrapin, earth foot. Why are they living in water?
So a box turtle is a tortoise. It lives entirely on the land. It cannot swim. Do not pick it up and throw it in the water because it will drown.
Yes.
They are the toads to the frogs.
Yes, so Breda, this is true.
And then terrapins are what you generally consider a turtle. So like your painted turtles, your red-eared sliders, those sort of things are all terrapins. They crawl around on land. You'll see them on logs basking in the sun and all that. You buy them at your local pet store. And then the turtles are your sea turtles.
Why are they saying that she's a turtle, though? Why?
Because the people that named the northern box turtle weren't fucking scientists. They were explorers.
All right.
They were there to rape Indians. And they just happened to say, hey, look, that looks like a turtle.
It has a shell.
How many elephants can she carry on her back? That's what I want to know. Can she get all four?
All of them.
And how many turtles are underneath Myra?
It's turtles all the way down.
All of them. All the way down.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
On that note, yes.
I'm going to go watch BattleBots.
Remember to leave an iTunes review. Write the words "more hog" because we just need more of my iTunes review.
Always five stars.
Well, especially since Hayden said that he found it through like an iTunes recommendation.
Yes, he did.
I know. I was surprised at that. That's awesome.
We are still in the list of hot. What is it? Hot and something or other on the
hot and bothered.
Yes, we're hot.
Yeah. Topical or whatever, I don't know, some shit on iTunes. We're on the list. We're right up there with Fox News and a bunch of other crap. So
awesome. We're better than all them fuckers.
Yeah. Actually, we are.
Because we say cuss words.
Well, and we don't.
And poop. Know,
they have a profit motive.
No.
We tell the truth, man.
That's right. And Alan, we have broken the diversity barrier because we're 50-50.
Are we?
Yeah, Alan and I are white and Breda and Jay are colored.
Well, Breda's a twofer.
What? What?
Well, she's female.
Yeah, and she's disabled.
Ooh, a threefer.
That's right. She gets the preferred parking.
She's a threefer. We are a dang.
All right.
We're like the United fucking Nations.
We are.
except we aren't doing quite as much raping and pillaging.
Yeah, and we actually get shit done. All right. Seriously.
Speaking of getting shit done.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Night, y'all.